Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Listen, I'd really like your take on what you heard earlier on there by the president's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya. 086-00-00959. We just thought it's important for you to get a sense of what the presidency thinks of some of the events that we've been speaking about. Now, on to here, the city of Johannesburg. Action SA. It's rejecting the anti-poor adjustment budget tabled in council, and they have their reasons, but there's a background to all of this, and we'll touch on that in a short while. But you may remember that Action SA had supported Councillor Dadamo Morero's appointment as the mayor after they had said they really are not keen on Mayor Kwamanda at the time to stay as a mayor. They had their concerns. They raised other things as well, by the way. One of the other things that they had raised at the time was the issue of the surcharge. You remember the surcharge discussion, City Power surcharge discussion, and Action SA went into discussions with the ANC. And they kept saying to us, you know, we've decided we're going to go into these conversations, but we are going to support the ANC on issue by issue basis. On the line with us is Action SA Joburg Caucus Chief Whip Zach Lebatlang. Thank you so much for making time for us this evening. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
Mr. Lebatlang, let's just maybe talk about why is it that this particular budget does not satisfy Action SA?
No, one of the important things that I think you've outlined the background of why we went into this kind of working relationship with the ANC. Number one, we said we want the speaker's position and we want the issue of the 200 rand surcharge to either be removed or reduced. And we need to remove the former mayor, Kabelo Kwamanda.
Yes.
But I think we've given a proper background. The reason why we've rejected this adjustment budget, because we've outlined and had a comprehensive look in terms of how the adjustment budget is funded. And we still had a serious concern around the 200 rand surcharge. In fact, the surcharge is 230 rand now. So we said we cannot approve this adjustment budget because we've had complaints from residents who are currently paying services to the city, who are currently heavily burdened in terms of the additional cost that they have to carry in terms of this particular surcharge. That's why we've said as a party we are not going to support this adjustment budget.
When you came into this arrangement with the ANC, as I was saying earlier on, it was very clear that the issue of the surcharge was on the table at the time. It was part of the condition of you supporting the ANC's the 2 billion rand loan that they were seeking to get. You said you will support that so that it can go through, so that service delivery can continue. The issue of the surcharge was on the table. Can you categorically tell us whether they had committed to dealing with the surcharge?
No, remember, you know, just to give the listener some kind of a background, when we came into this kind of arrangement, Dada Morero, who was then the MMC of Finance, committed in council. He said that, and this is legally recorded on minutes of council, he said that as the MMC, I am committed to review, in terms of reviewing the surcharge, come the adjustment budget.
Yes.
And as the ANC or the Government of Local Unity, we are committed to deal with the issue of the surcharge and addressing the burden that the president. He said it on record before he became a mayor.
Mr. Lebatlang, I remember we spoke to now Mayor Dada Morero, who at the time, as you're saying, obviously rightfully, that he was a finance MMC. But when we pushed him on the issue of the surcharge, he said it will be reviewed, not that it will be scrapped.
No, remember what we said. Look, in our engagement with the ANC, I don't even want to engage in the venue where we met the ANC, because we've met the ANC.
It was at Mr. Herman Mashaba's house, he told us.
I've heard the conspiracy about the Mr. Mashaba.
It's not a conspiracy. Mr. Mashaba told us that he invited the Premier to his house and they had a conversation there.
Well, getting back to the subject matter.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
When we engaged, and I'm happy that you said you had the former MMC and the mayor in your on your platform.
Yes.
That when we said to him is that we said there's two conditions to our negotiations, that ordinary would want the surcharge to be scrapped completely.
Yes.
But we said we even provided them a gradual reduction in terms of how we're going to reduce and where we need to redirect some of the funds from some of the entities and some of the departments to cover up, or in terms of what the surcharge. We said to them, we want the surcharge to be gradually in the first 6 months, we reduce the surcharge to 150. In the next 12 months, we look at the surcharge to be reduced into 100 rand. And then we look at the entities that where we need to redirect some of the money. So we gave them tourism, the Department of Tourism, we gave them some of the entities that are not performing well, contractors, tenders where people are mismanaging money. Let's redirect some of the money so that we can fund some of the infrastructure and service delivery projects. But the ANC, we met the ANC, told us that either we vote with them or else we must just go wherever we want to go. We gave them a document, a clear document. We were not unreasonable. We told them, we don't want to scrap because we understand the city needs to generate some kind of form of revenue. But we gave them solutions to say, here are the step-by-step solutions, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, this is how we can do it. And then they told us, if you don't want to vote with us, you have to go wherever you want to go. So we do have the solutions. We have given them a document and how we're going to deal with the issue of scrapping or reducing the surcharge in terms of what the residents want.
So let me just ask you this, because at the time I didn't know you were going to find yourselves here. Why then did you guys go ahead then with supporting the ANC if you were not comfortable with their position on the issue of the surcharge?
No, remember, that was before... when I speak about the presentation that we did to them, in fact, it was at Houghton Hotel where we met them with the regional office bearers, the chair, and we gave them an outline. It was about 2 weeks back before the adjustment.
Oh, I see. I get you.
Yes.
So this was obviously subsequent to the bigger conversations with the senior principals.
Yes.
I understand that. Okay.
So we gave them... 2 weeks or 3 weeks back, we gave them a condition. We told them, we understand you guys have a financial fiscal that you need to deal with, but we're saying let's build on a gradual program where, number one, we said to them, can we have the MMC and a task team of experts and people who have a vested interest in the issue of the surcharge? That was the first condition. We said to them, from the 200 rand, we see you guys have increased it to 200 rand, 230 rand.
Yes.
When we get the 230 rand to 150, this is how we can do it. Mm-hmm. The Department of Tourism, tenders in security, VIP, protection, overseas trips, can you cut on those costs and redirect the money into service delivery programs such as City Power, Johannesburg Water, infrastructure? We gave them a clear document what we would like the executive to do. And so, in that meeting, we were told it's a resolution that we need to vote for the adjustment budget. Otherwise, you guys are not complying. We said, we are not going to do that because we have committed to residents, we've committed to this agreement to say, when we want the speaker's position, when we want... the issues of service delivery, we don't just want positions. We wanted you to hold you accountable in terms of what we initially agreed on. So I don't understand what the ANC has gone through, and maybe you guys can call them and ask them what is happening in the ANC, because we don't understand what's happening.
So with the numbers that you have in council, this could change a lot. What are you going to do then if you've chosen not to support this budget, this adjustment budget?
No, there's no issue of numbers. The ANC, let me tell you, the ANC passed the adjustment budget with 138 votes. And you must remember that when you go to the midterm budget, eventually to the actual budget of the city, you need a two-third majority. So you need more than 136 votes. And if I could tell you what happened on the meeting of them passing the adjustment budget, they had to call people who were sleeping at home. They had to bring in small parties to support them. So the ANC is not stable in Johannesburg. So they can't. The reason why they reached out to Action SA is the same reason why they have a problem, because they have 138 votes in a council of more than 260 councillors.
That's the reason I ask you, Mr. Lebatlang, that, you know, this has gone through now, this adjustment budget, but has it ruffled feathers between yourselves and the ANC? And is this the only issue at the moment that you are not satisfied with? You have mentioned the fact that it's going to be issue by issue. Is the mayor sitting comfortably with where you are? How big an issue is this for you, the surcharge?
The mayor is not sitting comfortable, because you can't have 138 councillors some of them you have to call them from their houses, and some of them you need to convince them from the minority parties, and you have a bigger block on the side, and you say you have a majority to stabilize. Remember, the president was in Johannesburg.
I accept that. I want to speak directly to what Action SA's plans are, because it does seem to be an issue that keeps coming up for yourselves. In other words, is this something that you're going to hold against the ANC? And are you planning to do something further with this disgruntlement?
No, what we've done, let me give you just a bit of a perspective what we've done. From the province and our national leaders, we've engaged the provincial leadership of the ANC.
Yes.
We've even engaged the president, President Ramaphosa, from the perspective of President Herman Mashaba.
Yes.
In terms of, he was in Joburg. He said he was not happy about the financial stability of the city and the coalition arrangement that what's happening in the city. And I'm sure you guys probably saw an article where Fikile Mbalula said he needs a report from the regional executive in terms of the stability of the coalition in Joburg. Because if the ANC does not have a majority in the city of Johannesburg, when it comes to the G20 events that are coming in the next 2 to 3, 4 weeks, they are going to have problems, because the issue here is that you need to deal with the financial stability, you need to deal with issues of governance. And that's what we've said to the ANC, that when we came into the issue-by-issue arrangement with the ANC, we're not only looking at the issue of positions, we are looking at the issue of stabilizing the financial position of the city. They have to approve a budget in the next month or so, to approve a budget. You can't approve a budget with uncertain numbers of 136, 138 people. How are you going to approve a budget with no outright majority? How are they going to do that? So the ANC doesn't have a majority in Joburg. So if the president of the country came to Joburg and told them, you have a financial management problem and you have an unstable government, so who are we as actionists? So we as actionists, we want a government that's going to deal with the issues of residents, that's going to deal with the issue of stabilizing the city. But if the ANC tells us that they're going to listen to minority parties and 136, 132 people who can't even pass them an actual budget of the city, then you are going to have a serious problem.
All right. Thanks so much for that. We'll obviously keep an eye on the story. Action SA Joburg Caucus Chief Whip Zak Lebatlang, and they did not support the ANC in the city of Johannesburg to pass that adjustment budget. The issue of the surcharge has been an issue for a while. In fact, coming into this relationship with the ANC, they mentioned that this is one of the things that they want to keep an eye on, and we're here now. And I'm sensing a little bit of a rift. The question is, you know, can it stay stable? But from Mr. Lebatlang's tone, I'm concerned about that relationship. And so obviously we'll keep an eye on it.
Q105.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.